Peas now. I want some of your lady finger peas, and I'd like to get over me some of those.
String what?
Lady finger peas.
Lady finger. Little old, yeah. Yeah. How you tell them right. Time? Just lead bitty
peas. Little bitty peas.
I don't see none of them in the in the stove like I used to see Mr. Pratt have down here. And Mungo have them too.
I had some of them eat the finger made the finger peas. Mm-hmm. So I had shared some at home, so I took home about 2 cups full on down.
Yeah.
Cooked the you know what he told me? He said, Glenn, from now on, said, just let me have all them peas. I said, well, my folks love. You that man planted, went to Charlotte and found them peas seed, and the next year he planted an acre of them.
He got an acre.
Hell, acre. I had to get help.
Then
when you get you some help.
They ain't nothing but a little bit of show, about
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, just like that. Stand right straight up. Uh-huh. Like a color lady finger.
What color are they?
White.
What about the outside of them?
White.
Oh, okay.
They good, too.
Yes, they are.
Good. Good green.
Sam had a little patch of them, and you know the thing, raise 5 bushes.
Yeah, I had to get him. He told me to get you some peas.
Somebody
had to
worry him, because he let them have them peas. But when he kept on by himself, but he let them have them little lady peas.
Uh-huh.
I raised 5.
Them some be some good
on there, please. Please.
I thought I'd get those some seeds now. Miss Raw went to Charlotte find them peas. He loved them peas so good. And I put them in the freezer. I'd have help down the women's come and help me. They'd shell peas and help me pick peas and shell peas, and I'd be putting them in the freezer. So when he died, there was plenty of peas still there in that freezer.
How about potatoes? Grow those?
Yeah,
why? Yeah, I used to raise potatoes. But I quit with the tater part. That my sent my foot down the plow. He had a mule and he'd come down the plant. I'd set him out. He'd do the plow for me. And so he got disabled to plow like he had plow. And so now he's passed and gone on the glory. So I would probably want taters. I wouldn't have nobody around here with no mule nothing to plow from taters.
Mm-hmm.
I made big old tater heels, they called food.
Mm-hmm.
I made good on
them. Yeah, people used to heal them up. They don't do that now.
What kind are they that do like that?
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
They put a star sticking up, wasn't it? And then they would put straw in their pie.
Uh-huh, in the road down there.
They'd feel sweet potatoes. My dad was doing all around there. Some
corn
stalks.
Right. And then he'd pine straw.
Uh-huh. And then he'd cover it with dirt and he'd come up to
the Yeah.
Stalk. And then he would mostly get the potatoes out and he'd go out there and make a little hole in the side.
Mm-hmm.
With his hand there to take out a sweet potato. Even now, and I have seen him go out there with snow on the ground. My mother said, I'll bake some sweet potatoes if you get them. He'd go out there and rake that snow off and make them go up there.
Yeah.
They keep all the year, but now you can't keep no sweet potatoes now.
No. What you get comes from Jess.
Yeah.
Just brings them in from Jess. Well, let me see.
That man down there at McFarland, Mr.
Mo.
Yeah, and I get him 9 foot.
And the older boys, I think, raise. He got.
But he raises sweet.
Some of his stuff too. The older boys.
Boy, them sweet potatoes back then, when you bake them, the jelly be just running out.
Mm-hmm. Old man down there, he raised potatoes, and he come back. People go down there, but didn't you go down there?
Yeah, boy.
I think you went down there.
I baked mine. And